There's a new kind of female entrepreneur emerging in these troubled times. She's the sort of CEO who leads guided by the sacred. She's a woman who's building her business from her wholeness rather than her wounds. A sorceress CEO is a visionary leader who seamlessly blends ancient wisdom and intuition with cutting-edge business acumen. She leverages mystical insights, strategic foresight, and self-leadership to invoke innovation, inspire others, and create sustainable growth. And she's doing this for the greatest good of all. I invite you to join me in learning more about how you can step into your sorceress CEO. Join me for a free 3-day workshop for women entrepreneurs that's happening from June 18th to 20th. And I'll walk you step by step through how to go from being an overwhelmed entrepreneur to a self-led steward of sacred business. And you'll do this by using the 3 pillars of growing a sustainable, soul-aligned, prosperous business without burning out, betraying your values, or getting in your own way. I invite you to join me in stepping into your sorceress CEO by heading to programs-sarahavonstover.com/workshop to reserve your seat. That's programs-sarahavonstover.com/workshop. You can join me in this free 3-part series, Stepping into Your Sorceress CEO, by heading to programs-sarahavonstover.com/workshop. That's programs-sarahavonstover.com/workshop. I look forward to sharing this unique and potent process with you. It has transformed my life and the lives of many women that I've worked with. I'll see you there. Hi, I'm Sarah Avonstover, host of Truth, Love, and Beauty. I'm an author, internal family systems practitioner, and teacher of women's yoga, meditation, and spirituality, who's built a long career since the early 2000s, to be exact, in supporting women to cultivate greater psycho-spiritual wholeness and, in turn, to come home to themselves. My dedication to women and to the upliftment of the feminine at large has been a lifelong one. From growing up as the second oldest of 4 sisters in a Connecticut suburb of New York City, to studying at an Ivy League all-women's college, all the way up to today. And the very things I support women with mirror the struggles that I've had. Things like doubting, pushing, perfecting, hating, and yes, at times, even hurting myself. Yet I've found, and I have a sense that because you're here, you have too, that these very wounds and pain points can become openings for profound healing, growth, and spiritual insight. I created this podcast in service of honoring just this sacred healing journey that we women are on. It was born out of my own desire to hear Dharma talks, which are what the Buddhist tradition calls wisdom teachings, through the distinct lens and voice of the sacred feminine. Here, I'll share these very talks, along with rich conversations with leading thinkers and luminaries about all facets of the feminine spiritual journey. Plus, this podcast highlights 3 of the core values we must embrace on the feminine path: truth, love, and beauty. Values which we all need more of during this tumultuous time in history. I'm so happy you're here. Let's dive in. Hello, friends. I am recording from my office here in Boulder, where the AC is cranking and it is very hot outside. Summer is definitely here. Today, I'm doing something that I haven't done before here on the podcast, and that is that I'm inviting a couple of women from our community in for a conversation. I know that you hear my voice a lot, and I'd love for you to also hear the voices of some of the women who are deeply engaged in these practices and applying them to their own lives and work, just really putting the rubber to the road, so to speak. So today you'll hear from Kathleen Browning and Riza Iceman Sanchez Tanner. And both of these women are alumna from last year's 200-hour Women's Yoga and Meditation Teacher Training. And last year was the first time that I offered this program, both online and in the 200-hour format. So in our conversation, you'll get to know both Kathleen and Riza. You'll learn about their varying degrees of yoga, meditation, and teaching experience. You'll get to know what led them to say yes to take the training last year, including how that taught Kathleen to trust what her own full body yes feels like in other areas of her life. You'll learn how the format of the training helped them to integrate these teachings into their daily lives amidst busy schedules, as well as how it supported Riza during a very challenging life event, which she'll share more about in our conversation. So if you too are interested in joining this year's training, early registration is now open, but only for another handful of days until Thursday, July 21st. This early registration period is the best time to join, as there's a $200 discount on tuition, as well as the option to pay with a 6-part payment plan, as well as the gift of an online retreat that I led in August 2020 that blends women's yoga, meditation, and internal family systems, much like women learn to do in this training. And that retreat is called Befriending Your Inner Critic, and it guides you to transform the most challenging aspects of your inner world into supportive allies. And that retreat can just be done on your own to enhance your practice and can also give you a taste of what's to come in the training starting in the fall. So this training takes place over 4 3-day weekends that feel more like retreats. And as you'll hear in this conversation, women don't leave with Zoom fatigue. They actually leave feeling invigorated, just the way that the training is structured. And this is for all body shapes, sizes, ages. It's for those who have taken my trainings, taken other trainings, and those who have never taken a training. It's for those who want to teach women's workshops, women's classes, and retreats, and also for those who want to integrate this into their existing careers to further support women. And it's also for you if you simply want to go deeper in your own practice and receive deeper nourishment for yourself during this season of life and during this time on the planet. You can learn more and join us at womensyogateachertraining.com. That's womensyogateachertraining.com. And now for my conversation with Kathleen and Riza. Enjoy. All right. Hello, women. Welcome to the podcast. And we're doing something a little differently here today. But to start us out, we'll do something that we always do, which is we begin our conversations with a brief personal check-in. So I'd love for you each to share where you are in the world. And of course, let us know your name. And anything you want us to know about you, like your passions, what you do for work in the world, things that you enjoy, and above all, how you're doing at the levels of body, heart, and mind. So how about we start with you, Riza?
Okay, so I am Riza Tanner. In the Bay Area in California, and I just landed from Seattle. So I'm rooting down right now. And what do you want to know about me? I am a birth worker, a healing practitioner, coach, and educator, as well as a mother and PhD student. And right now I'm studying and very passionate about depth psychology, particularly decolonial depth psychology. So my focus is on centering like what's been marginalized, both like inside, but also in the culture, as well as listening to the voice of the suppressed feminine. And I think one path to that is through embodiment, and yoga is one of those paths. So that connects us with what we're doing here. And I'm feeling very full, in a time of integration, as many of us are, with all that's happening in the world.
Right. Thank you, Raisa. And how about you, Kathleen?
Hi there. I'm Kathleen Browning, and I'm located in Denver, Colorado. And I would love your listeners to know that I am passionate about using yoga, especially yin yoga, as a modality, as an entry point to the body for modality for healing. It's been crucial in my healing path. And I'm also passionate about spending time outside with my family, my two young kids, with my girlfriends whenever possible, especially if there's hot springs or a beach involved or mountains. And as for work that I do in the world, I am working on providing high quality, affordable healthcare through a nonprofit organization. Healthcare that not only includes some of the, you know, important life-saving care that we all sometimes need, hopefully not too often, but sometimes need, but also things like health coaching, acupuncture, access to resources that include things for meditation, and of course mental health resources, so all of the different types of encompassing your health. And I work in the tech space in that healthcare industry. And checking in with myself today, my body is feeling really thankful for all the movement and fun it had over this past weekend in nature. My heart is feeling full of love today. I'm celebrating my 13th wedding anniversary today. And my mind is feeling right now very lucky just to be here talking with you both about this experience.
Thank you, Kathleen, and happy anniversary to you and your husband. And it's nice to learn some new things about both of you, just in those intros, those things that didn't come out in our training. So speaking of our training, you know, you're both alumni from my first online 200-hour women's yoga and meditation teacher training that ended this past January. And now that we're enrolling for this year's training, I'd love for you to give voice to what this experience was like for you. So first, just what inspired you to want to take the training in the first place? Like what was it that led you to finally hit that register button and say, I'm doing this? So why don't we start with you, Raisa?
Okay. I think it might be similar to Kathleen, if I remember, I'm not sure, of being someone who signed up late. And I think a lot of people wait till the last minute. So there were a few messages that you had sent out, and it didn't quite hit me because I was so busy, and that's why I wasn't paying attention. But in one of those last couple of emails, you're like, you know, you can do this, like, and this is how it can fit into your life. I realized that there was a voice in me that really wanted to do it. And so I just paused to look at it, and it became apparent that this could be something that fits into my busy life and would enrich it, like the same way that they say, like, when you're too busy to meditate for 15 minutes, you need to meditate for an hour. And actually, it ended up sustaining me in the way that it was set up to fit into my life. So I think it was something that I was called to. I had taken the She School year with you, Sarah, and was always very inspired by your teachings and your emails. And so I think I wanted more. And I was also really drawn to the way that everything that you spoke in the emails were things that I was already interested in, but you were bringing them all together. So it was multifaceted with the internal family systems, the yin yoga in particular. And I think it also was answering a call about like, well, what is women's yoga as we are reexamining the binaries and what does it mean to be a woman, but what does it mean to be very inclusive about it and trying to figure that out. There's all the different elements together spoke to me and then matched with the practicality of being able to do it. It worked out really nicely. I was really glad that I hit yes.
And Riza, what was it about, you say, like the practicality and how just full your plate was and is, like, what was it about how it fit into your schedule that really worked for you?
Well, as I mentioned, I've been in graduate school and it's the pandemic and I have a child. And while a lot of my work was put on hold due to the pandemic and also because I was in graduate school, it just felt like my plate was very full. And so doing it on these, you know, monthly long weekends throughout, it gave me a season. So I had time to, I use the word integrate a lot because I think that's my word of the moment, but I had time to bring it into my life without adding a lot of pressure, I think, and fit in where I was. But I also think the nature of the teachings of what you're calling women's yoga is about having it work with the seasons of someone's life. My mom was also very sick during this time and passed away while I was in the program. And so I think that I was able to have a container where I didn't have to work on it directly, but indirectly I was working with feelings and being with myself. So just I think that there's the practicality of it, but even the nature of the teachings. It's not my first 200-hour yoga training, and I've done a lot of yoga over the years, but I've never done it in a way that was so gentle and nurturing, which doesn't mean easy. It's not like, oh, this doesn't matter. It was just as full and fulfilling. But this, like, I guess what we're talking about is like the yin aspect of it. It becomes a container for wherever you are in your, whether you're someone who bleeds and it's your moon cycle, whether it's going to a new cycle of life, like to becoming a mother or kind of having grown kids or not having children, but moving into like the second half of life. I think it merged well. And the container of community also that you built in ways for the community to support each other through this.
Yeah. Thank you, Riza. And how about you, Kathleen? What made you finally just say, yes, I'm going to do this?
Yeah. Well, Riza, you do have a good memory. I think I registered the night that the registration closed, actually. Oh, I can feel myself, a part of myself getting so excited just thinking back about when I did hit that register button. And I'm so grateful for that part of me that did hit it. So I think I was actually only introduced to you, Sarah, about a month before that deadline for the yoga teacher training last year. And from what I remember, I found you through a podcast interview and started to, follow your Instagram and look at some of your website and things like that and learn more about the training. And as soon as I just started to learn about your teachings and you, I felt just a full body yes of like, this is the training that I have been looking for years. I've always wanted to do a teacher training. I had never done a 200-hour teacher training before. Again, just some things of like the traveling or the longer weeks sessions, if it's 1 or 2 or 3 weeks at a time, that wasn't really going to work for my schedule. But the way this was scheduled on the long weekends, I could fold it. I could find a way to easily make it work with my schedule. And so I knew that it was the training for me, even though I didn't register right away. I talked to my husband and got his support immediately. He wanted me to sign up immediately, but I still felt, for some reason, I don't know what it was. I just, had never answered that call before, like it was that full body yes call. And so I still was sitting on it, and we had emailed once or twice about asking me about some questions I had. I think one of my hesitations too was that I'm in a plus size body, so I was a little worried about how, if I could be a yoga teacher, just because of that fact, felt a little hesitant, or like I could be not able to do it or judged. But you know, that wasn't even a concern when I mentioned that in one of the emails. And also one of the things was I knew I had some travel planned for one of the weekends that the training occurred. And so I wanted to check and make sure it was okay that I could make up that work, because I couldn't reschedule that travel I had already planned before I found out about the training, and that worked out well for me. So with all of that lining up perfectly and feeling just that I really wanted to do it, and with a little bit of encouragement from a few people, I did hit that register button. And I'm so thankful that I did that. And now it's so funny because I learned that, you know, what a full body yes feels like, and have learned that how to answer that call when something feels so right.
Yeah, I'm glad that you had that experience just in general for yourself. It's an important thing to just to know and to trust and to follow mm-hmm. through on.
Yeah.
And Ryza, now that we're, you know, some months out of the training, you know, kind of like a two-part question, like what were you, and you already named some in your check-in, but like, what are some aspects of the training that you found to be most beneficial? And what do you find is like sustaining you now, even that we're several months out?
It's a great question. I think so much of it, I think that sense of nurturing and having been trained in yoga and had a long love of yoga, but in a much more young or kind of aggressive style of pushing myself, and seeing over this time, I'm changing, my body's changing, what I need changes. And the world is also changing, right? Like how we need to become a lot more adaptable and resourceful and resilient. And so the practices that you offered, and I think even one part was giving permission. Like I didn't, you know, you don't really need permission, but sometimes we need that permission, and having an example for it, for me was really critical. So there's like a softening that allows me to go deeper into the practice. And that might mean that I don't have an hour and a half for a practice. But I'm not going to give up if I only have 20 minutes, or depending on how I'm feeling and what's going on in my life, that I can use it to counterbalance that, as well as the season, like just the seasons of life outside in the natural world. I think the parts and learning more about internal family systems and being able to plug that into the psychology that I'm studying has come up a lot. It's been really helpful, and it goes well with depth psychology. And so a lot of what's manifesting has been more on the personal level. And I do see it coming out into like what I do in the world and offer other people. But that inner alchemy is still happening. I think there's also a sense of completion that I have from the training, which balances what I was doing before. And I guess the last part that was really helpful was integrating my meditation mindfulness practice that's more based on Vipassana with the yoga practice, because it felt like they were two separate things before. And now I'm able to practice them together. And that feels more in alignment. And as a busy person and a parent, it's also more time effective.
Totally hear that. Yeah. Thank you, Ryza. And how about you, Kathleen? Like what were some key elements from the training that you really benefited from, and what do you feel is staying with you now?
Oh, wow. Yeah. So like Riza, I like how you called it time effective, even for for yoga meditation, that usually doesn't go, something that I usually don't think about, but that is a good way to put it. Cause for me, it was a little bit similar, where one of the most helpful and beneficial aspects was learning about the different types of pranayama and learning how to meditate. I had never spent time learning how to meditate before. I just thought it was something that I couldn't really do. And it was more of an afterthought to me, rather than a core element of a yoga practice. And now with the training, though, that very much changed for me. I knew I really needed the meditation and as part of my practice. Before the training, I knew how to warm up my body for an asana practice, but I didn't know how to really warm up my heart and warm up my mind or ground my mind. And so that was something I just had never experienced before. I was always rushing either to get to a yoga studio for practice and throwing my mat down and, okay, I'm ready to go start asana. But even though there was usually a time to do some intention setting, I just had never just incorporated that to truly as part of an essential part of my practice. And so you do spend a lot of time during the training giving us so many different resources and ways to do this. And so it was really transformational for me to learn how to slow down my nervous system and just cool down and relax. And also learning in some aspects of like how to use pranayama to help stimulate ourselves. And it helps me get through the afternoon slump sometimes. So it's just a lot of new resources for me, including also mantras and chanting were not completely foreign to me, but they were concepts that I used and resources that I used. And now I just feel very connected to those tools. And just a lot of nurturing of the inner world through those things, but also through IFS, I really learned how to nurture and take care of myself on a new level. And I have a better understanding of my body and the poses that it does need to feel good. But I would say that was the most beneficial part was, learning how to take care of the inner world through all those resources I mentioned.
Thank you. And just to close, like if you could just say like one or two things to a woman out there who's listening who are in the same place that you were last year when you were just wondering, is this right for me? What would you tell that woman, Riza?
Honestly, I would say if you feel called, not to hesitate to listen to that, like to that voice of knowing. And listening to that voice of knowing is part of this training, and listening to those inner parts. They want to be heard. And I think that anything you do is what you make of it, but all of the resources to do that are part of this training. And I think that another hesitation that I have had, other than being really busy, and yet there were ways that it could fit in, is like Zoom being less personal and more intimidating, and a lot of people being Zoomed out, and somehow you manage to make it feel really personal. It's and intimate and safe and dynamic with the different parts, where I thought at the end of a day, and especially 3 days in a row on Zoom, that I would be completely wiped out. And I wasn't. And I was able to go back into my life re-energized.
you. And how about you, Kathleen?
Yeah, I completely agree with what Riza said. And I would absolutely tell any woman that's considering it to rush and sign up. But no, if they're called, that they are feeling that call to sign up, that they should definitely listen to that call. And I'd encourage you to tell those people close to you that you're considering it, or reach out through Sarah's email to ask any questions, and just not brush it off as something that isn't for you, or yeah, you're too busy, or maybe you don't look like what you think is the traditional yoga teacher. It really was a diverse group of people, of ages, of experience, of stages in their life. And so that was, it was incredible to be part of such a great group of women. And I really felt like you did cultivate that container over Zoom, like Riza said. I didn't experience any of that fatigue, and I did feel energized, and I felt very connected to the other women. So I think that's something we're all worried about is Zoom fatigue. So I just want to mention that again. And I would tell them too, it was transformational. It's the greatest gift I've ever given myself, and I'm so glad I did it.
Thank you both so much for your time. And it was just, it was a pleasure being with you today, and a pleasure being with you both in the training. And I just hope that all that you're bringing to your families, your communities, and the world just continue to blossom.
Thank you, Sarah. It was great to see you, Kathleen.
Yeah, it's great to see you too. Take care, everyone.
Take care, all of you. Bye.
Thank you for being here today. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'd be very grateful if you could take a moment to please rate and review this podcast on iTunes. That is the best way to support me in continuing on with this podcast, and also to support other women in finding this, other women who may find this beneficial for their own lives. Also, don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. And if you're not already signed up for my newsletter, Monthly Insights, which I've been sending out now for almost 20 years, I welcome you to join me and a community of like-hearted women from around the world there. You can subscribe at my website, sarahavonstover.com. Until next time, I'm sending you my heartfelt support.